With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, it was the Blue Jays defeating the Yankees 5-4, helping Toronto to move within two games of the AL East leading New Yorkers. Elsewhere, it was the Phillies shutting out the Padres 4-0. Philadelphia gains a half game on the idle New York Mets to lead the NL East by two games. It was the Pirates shutting out the Cardinals 7-0. In that game, Andrew Heaney for Pittsburgh carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning. It was the Red Sox clubbing the Reds by a score of 13-6. The Athletics were winners over the Rays by a 6-4 score. In 11 innings, it was the Orioles prevailing over the Rangers 10-6. The Mariners defeated the Royals by a 6-2 score. And the Diamondbacks snapped a four-game losing streak, defeating the Giants 4-2. And this is SRN Sports. At hot Wimbledon yesterday, baking under the heat wave that's affecting most of Europe, defending men's singles champion Carlos Alcaraz encountered a tough five-set struggle at center court with 38-year-old Fabio Fognini. The two-time defending champion at the All England Club needed more than 4.5 hours in the five-set match to defeat the older and less accomplished player, finally emerging with a 7-5, 6-7, 7-5, 2-6, 6-1 victory in the first round. Elsewhere, ninth-seeded Daniil Medvedev is knocked out of yet another Grand Slam tournament this year in the first round, losing to 64th-ranked Benjamin Bonzi in a four-set match. And the WNBA is planning to expand to 18 teams over the next 5 years, adding Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia to join the league by 2030. Cleveland to begin play in 2028, Detroit the next year after that, and then followed by Philadelphia. That news announced yesterday. This is SRN Sports.